All right, Wednesday morning. Yeah, it's cold out there. Not as cold as yesterday. It'll be a little colder tomorrow, too. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We talk from time to time about the students at St. Clair Tech that go on to these competitions, Skills USA, and we've had several that have done well at the national level. Never yet have we had anybody go to the international level of competition until now. Dwayne Emig is with us right now. He's the metal machining instructor at Tech. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Scott May is here as well. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Scott's one of your students. Dwayne, tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, Scott, that is correct. Actually, Scott came to us at St. Clair Tech from, he's a Port Huron High School student. He was with us for 2 years. He graduated last year in 2017. We placed Scott in a local place of employment, BTM, Modified Technologies, down in Marine City in his junior year. And he's been there ever since, working as a tool and die machinist, progressive stamping dies. And he had the opportunity to participate in Skills USA. He was an active member who participated all the way from his junior to his senior year in Skills USA, went on to Skills USA National, and took a gold medal, and now has the opportunity to go to World Skills, which will be happening August 22nd through the 27th in 2019 in Kazan, Russia.
Congratulations. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, thank you.
How did you get started in all this? I mean, what made you decide that this was what you wanted to do?
Actually, I started when Tech has an open house every year, and I went as a sophomore in high school, and I kind of had my eyes set on being a welder at first. I stepped in a weld booth and landed a couple bees and figured it wasn't really for me. And I went right across the wall there in this machine shop, and immediately I fell in love with it.
You've been doing it ever since, doing it well, obviously. What are these competitions like?
They're pretty strenuous. You know, there's a lot of people there, and they're the best for their region, you know, or country in this case. So it's kind of strenuous, but you just kind of have to overcome that and just be the best, I guess, you know?
Yeah, how do they do it? You're given an assignment, a period of time in which to complete it?
Oh, yep. For this particular competition, we're given just a paper print. Okay. And then we have to draw it in MasterCam and machine it in MasterCam, usually using DMG Mori CNC machines.
So this competition essentially determined you're the best in the country at what you do.
Yep, yep.
And now you're competing to be the best in the world.
Yep.
That's huge.
I know, yeah.
That's a big deal. You must be awfully proud.
It's amazing. You know, when you stand back and you look at the magnitude of what we're actually talking about this morning, Paul, one can't fathom that. I mean, we talk about a little old place here in Marysville, Michigan, St. Clair Tech, and now we're talking on a grander scheme of, you know, Kazan, Russia. Essentially, Scott will be going on. He'll be joining 25 other students that'll be representing the United States of Michigan. And he'll be coming from 79 countries and other regions around the globe to compete. I think about it like it's kind of like the Olympics for a 17, 18-year-old kid here standing in front of us to be able to say that I'm going on to represent the United States of America in my trade, in my occupational skilled trade. And again, I'm very proud and honored to say that he is a proud member of St. Clair Tech, and he came through my program and got those skill sets, and now is going on to shine.
Not only did you get those skill sets, but you also got to start collecting a paycheck while you were learning, and that's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, it definitely helps out, you know, on your pocketbook. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the one thing to let, you know, parents and students know about is that this opportunity exists, first of all, and that they can start working while they're learning, right?
That is correct. And Scott is a great example of that he's been out there in the trade, actively working, doing what he loves, showing his passion out there. And obviously it shows, and we're just proud to have him as a former graduate of St. Clair Tech. And win, lose, or draw at this competition, again, as you said when we started this broadcast, I think he is the only one that I am aware of that will be going on to represent the World Skills USA.
No pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Well, you've got until August of next year to prepare. So how do you prepare for this? You just keep doing what you're doing?
You know, you try to prepare as much as you can at work, but I personally prepare using MasterCam. I try to draw a machine a lot at home. It's just kind of, you got to constantly grind. There's no real stop to it.
We keep hearing over and over again, and, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't have enough jobs for all the people. Now we don't have enough people for all the jobs in skilled trades. And so this is the hot area to go into, isn't it?
Absolutely. Engineering and manufacturing, really starts out at the grade schools in the STEM programs. And we're trying to get more and more students interested. We're trying to get them involved. And also we're trying to connect with parents, because I think there's still a stigma out there about manufacturing being, you know, dying and dangerous and it's disappearing. And that's really not the case. Some of these local shops that you walk into, Paul, you can eat off their floors. I mean, they're clean. They're great places to work, and we just need to excite young students on engineering and manufacturing opportunities.
Well, Scott, you're certainly proof of that. I mean, like Dwayne was saying, people might have at one time thought, oh, it's too bad he couldn't go to college, too bad that he had to get a job right out of high school, in a machine shop. It's the best thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, wages are very competitive, and the fact that you can work through and become more than, you know, what you start at is pretty remarkable.
Well, yeah, they're called skilled trades for a reason.
Right,
not everybody can walk in off the street and do what you do. Well, congratulations on your accomplishments thus far, and we wish you good luck next year in Kazan, Russia. We'll hope to connect with you, but before then and certainly after the competition to see how you do.
All right, absolutely. That'd be really great. Right. Thank you.
Scott, thanks for coming in. Dwayne, thank you for coming in as well.
You're welcome.